Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 45 degrees.
KANISXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Kilo 8, Kilo, Charlie, India.
Station calling. This is KA9SXH. Kilo Alpha 9, Sierra X-ray Hotel. Only got the last little bit of that transmission, so perhaps run her by me again. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
Okay, yes, it's Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, K8KCI. And we just hooked up a new radio and we're just checking her out, relocated. This is Jeff over here in Oakley.
K8ACI is what I copy. Please correct me on that if I need it. I am located in New Berlin, Wisconsin. New Berlin, Wisconsin. It's part of Milwaukee. And I'm on this repeater's fine business Echolink connection. You're kind of scratchy into the system, so please bear with me. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
Okay, Gary. This is Justin. Now we're over here. We're part of the U.S. out there on the SCAR. And this is a different radio. And we are just checking our house. There's some left up. And we're waiting on 2300H. I got through the 12th. And just hooked her up to my my Aggie on the roof here. I'm going to go to the old repeater. Yes, we're about 20 miles from the repeater over here, maybe 25. As we go by, sounding good to the upper length, and it's nice to hear. And the call sign is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India.
Pretty rough copy there. Now I copy your call as KC8. KCI. Kilo Charlie India, if that is correct. And I still didn't get your name. Back to you.
Yes, that is correct. QSL on that call sign, you got her that time. And the name here is Jeff. Julia Echo, Foxtrot. And like I said, this is first time on the radio, so we don't have her tuned in. But we got her pointing that way, so nice to hear you from Wisconsin. It's all the white stuff's gone over here. We had about 6 inches where I'm at, and it blew the rest of the leaves down in trees in my woods, so the old signal should be getting out there a little better. But I know we have a lot of QSO today, the solar flare and everything else, so the HF band's a little rough. But hopefully you can hear me on that, and we appreciate the comeback. KCI.
Hi, Jeff. Well, we got a little bit of white stuff here. By me, got maybe, just enough to make the grass white. Yesterday, that was about it, and it's all gone. However, not very far from me, we have what is called lake effect, and that's when the wind shifts off of Lake Michigan just slightly. And not too far from me, they got 13 inches, 1-3, for this time of year. Imagine that. With that, I've kind of got my hands into cooking here, and I'm getting into my busy period of time here, so I'm going to make this my last transmission. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, K89SXH.
Okay, Terry. I appreciate you coming back. That's what we ended up with, our lake effect off the Saginaw Bay, actually. Come right up to you here, so that we don't get very often, so it was kind of a nice surprise, but she's all gone now, and we're back to our fall, and we'll take it, and our antlers, our deer season starts here this weekend, so I'm sure everybody would like to see some of that snow back, but it is what it is. So we'll say 73s to you. This is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie. And your call sign one more time. I'll log it in the old QSO, and we'll get you put in the logbook. Other than that, 73, you have a good time, and we'll talk to you again. KKCI.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees.
KI5DC, listen.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 44 degrees.
KC8YZF mobile.
KI5DP, listen.
KC8YZF mobile. Good afternoon. Evening, I guess, now.
You must be just getting out of work.
That I am, that I am. Headed home.
Hey, are you the one that said you had to go down 1013 there and see all the crazy traffic?
Yes, I am. I come out of M81 and 75, so head back east past the GM plant and down to the Civic Center, down to the Event Center, and then I head over Davenport back west.
Do you 989, they call it, on your phone to see all the traffic and all the accidents you've been getting into?
No, I haven't. I haven't got it into that, but yeah. I can imagine Monday was probably fun with the snow. It was just slippery out enough in spots and people not having the winter driving skills yet. They do stupid things on dry pavement, and they try to do the same thing on slippery pavement, and I can imagine.
Yeah, they're just plain dumb, like they forgot how to drive. Yeah, I'm just getting back into the hobby, and I picked up a job rig there, and I need an antenna, and I was wondering if you have any suggestions on a cheap way to go. You know, I was thinking about just putting up a dipole, but the price of wire and pipe and stuff is just nuts.
Yeah, for HF, that's all I am using. I'm using a Windham antenna, an off-center fed dipole, and I've had that up for, when I got my general license back in 2005, it's been up since then, so it's been up 20 years. And I kind of check it every couple of years, and everything's still fine. The SWR is still fine, and the reflective signal is doing what it's supposed to do, so I haven't touched it. But, yeah, I know back when I put that up, I bought it, and it was probably $60. And last time I looked, Radio Waves is about the only company still selling one, and they it was $100, and I think now $120 or somewhere around there for it. But that's really worked out well for me, considering the space that I have. I have the center portion of it mounted to a 10-foot mast on the chimney on my house, and then the longer leg runs out to the telephone pole out front, and the shorter leg runs out to my garage out back. So it's kind of higher in the middle, lower at each end, and it's kind of in a little crooked L type of shape. So it's an inverted L V, I guess. But it's worked well. I mean, I've worked all of Europe. I've worked into Japan. I've worked into South America and northern tip Africa area and that with it up to Alaska. So it seemed to have worked. It's worked well over the years.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know, I wonder a lot of things, but I wonder if it's probably cheaper just to buy an antenna and buy the wire nowadays. It's ridiculous. But, you know, back in the day, I had enough wire laying around where I could have did something, but not anymore. So, you know, and, yeah, a new house and stuff. And, yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'll figure out something. I might just do an inside. I got a really nice antenna tuner. Well, I think it's nice to me. So, you know, I could tune it in. But the more you got to tune, the more you lose.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I said, yeah, I bought my antenna because at the time it was cheaper to buy it than it was for me to go get the wire and build the ballon for it and you know, all of that stuff. It was actually cheaper. And you may want to check out Radio Waves, and they don't spell it W-A-V-E, it's W-A-Z or something like that. So Radio Waves, something like that it is, or W-A-V. Check them out. They have a 10 to 80 meter is what I have, full length, so it's about 132 feet long. There's, I think, like an 80 foot, and then the, whatever the balance the opposite way, so it's not centered. And like I said, it's worked out really well for me. I can't complain on it for what I get. Obviously, a beam would be nice, but again, that's directional. You've got to have a rotor and stuff to point it where you want it to go, and this just works. And it was, like I said, it was cheaper. I bought it from a different company back then, but Radio Waves is, I was looking to replace it, but it's still in good shape, so I haven't paid the money to replace what's still working.
KI5DCE, yeah, that's as long as it works for you, you know, that's the main thing. And you're working work Japan and stuff, so it must be doing pretty good. Yeah, a question for you. What kind of power are you running? Are you just running stock, 100 watts? And also, it's a shame, but I've got a telephone pole on almost the middle of my yard that has no wires going to it. I wish I could get up there and put an antenna. Back to that question, are you just running your radio and your 100 watts?
Yep, I'm just running stock 100 watts on it. I think the antenna, the one that I was looking at, is rated up to like 1,500 watts. So, but I'm just running 100 watts, and like I said, my first contact when I put it up was to the Ukraine. And then I, not long after that, I talked to a lady in Fairbanks, Alaska, and a guy in Japan, and South America, all the way down to Brazil, Argentina. I was always shooting for Argentina. I could hear them, but couldn't get them. In one contest, I was able to get Argentina. That did good. And just last year, I got South Korea, which was definitely something new for me. I had never heard a South Korean station on, and I listened to his call several times and got on QRZ to make sure. And once I contacted him, got a hold of him in the contest, I verified what his call was, and he said, yeah, that's the call, that's where I'm at. And it's, wow, I said, well, that's something special.
Yeah, that sure is. What frequency do you like to switch on? What meters works the best for you? I mean, we know 20 is probably the best. Well, you know, 10 would have been nice, or 11 would have been nice, I mean, but they took it away, so there's no sense crying about that. But what band do you use the most?
When I first started out, I worked 17 meters, which was really a good band. I've made quite a few contacts on that, but like most people, 20 and 40, those are the most ones. I'm never home when 10 or 15 are open. So, I mean, there's been a lot of contacts to be had there, and I have worked it on weekends for some things. I've worked 10 and 15 off that antenna with just no problem. And my antenna tuners on all my radios tune it up just fine, so I haven't had a problem. I've had five different HF rigs, and all of them have tuned that antenna, so not a problem there. But 20 and 40 has been the ones, 80 meter a little bit, not too much on that, but, you know, those two are the typically ones I make contacts on.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think I've ever been on 17 meters, but I will. Yeah, I picked up a Yaesu, it's an 897D, and I picked it up for, about $350, which I thought was a good deal, so, since I'm on a budget, and, you know, I'm starting all over again, so, I had to get my power supplies and my antenna tuners, and now I'm looking for an antenna, so, but, yeah, it's a nice little rig. It's portable. You know, you can even put the battery in it, take it out there for field day and whatnot. And, you know, it's 12 volts or 110. He says he's got the power supply, but he hasn't produced it yet. Just stick inside of it. But that'd be nice, and I wouldn't have to run an external all the time, but.
Yeah, those are nice rigs. I know a few people that still have those. Most people I know kind of upgraded from that as newer rigs come out, and that was me. I'm still running, my first rig is a Kenwood TS-480 mobile rig. I bought the intention, well, I'll put it in the shack the time being, and then at some point when I can afford to get a better radio for the house, I'll put it in the car. Well, it never made it out of the house. I'm never in the car long enough to make HF contacts. And it worked so well in the house, it just found a home there. So over the years, I picked up some different one. My next rig is a Tentec Eagle, and I still have that, although I'm not using it anymore. It's sitting in a storage container. I've taken it to a couple of swaps to see if I can sell it, and no takers so far. So it might have to go up on QRZ. That way it reaches a much broader audience. But since then, about 3 years ago, when they came out, I picked up a Yaesu FTDX-10, and that's what I'm using now as my main radio. And I think last year, the club, radio club, we had some equipment given to us, and one of the items in there was an older version, I mean, ICOM 7300, and it was about probably 8-10 year old radio, and I picked that up, and that's my field day rig. And I said, well, it's too good to be sitting in a box too, so it is sitting in the shack, and right alongside the Yaesu in the Kenwood, and that's the easiest one. I'm able to pull that out, and it works very well. I'll use it again for winter field day coming up in January, so I use it for both field days and occasionally in the shack too. So, yep, they've worked out, and they've all worked on that Wyndham just fine, KC8YVF.
Well, was curious if you knew my cousin there. His name is Mike. I think I can say his last name. Kowalski? Kowalski, something like that. Name does not ring a bell. Yeah, it's like a K-A-W something. I wish I could pronounce it. He was in the club for years and years, and he's a big CW operator. In fact, that's all he does. But, yeah, I don't know if he's, I think he might have been president for a while or something high up, because I know when, years and years ago, I went there to take my general, and he gave it to me in that glunk, and he wrote big letters. There's more to being an amateur radio operator than electronics. Because my electronics is real solid, but back then, and even now, my knowledge of the bandwidth and where the band edges and all that stuff is not the greatest, but oh well.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff now has gone to more computer, so the tests, I haven't looked at them, but they've got more computer things listed in there for doing different modes, FT8 and, PSK31 and, those type of modes and that. So there's more questions on those as the hobby has evolved over the years. Back when I got my General in 05, I still had to take CW, so I had to pass the CW test, although the older guys always kidded me that I only had to do 5 words a minute, and my friend of mine that got me started in it, he was kind of like, well, I had to do 13, and then I got the older guys, I had to do 25 words a minute, and I said, yeah, that's true. But the ARRL said now that they have more people getting into CW now that it's not a requirement than they did when it was required to pass your general or your extra.
Yeah, all this new digital modes are really something, that's for sure. I don't know, I think they're taking a little bit out of it, but, we always say that as things evolve, but, I remember back in the day of Packet when it really got going there, and people might vary on the years, and I don't remember years, so I won't say a year, but I remember having to read something, somebody figured that out, and figured out how to solder it to the right pins, and hook it through. I had an old Commodore 128 I was using back then, I had a TNC that somebody got from work, and I thought I was so cool, but you had to figure everything out, do some soldering and whatnot, but I don't know, the more we evolve, I'm going to take a break here and just see up. Yeah, I didn't want to buy it there. Yeah, it was, make a long story short, I got in 75 watts max, novice only, and CW, and that was it. And you either learned it or you didn't, but I was kind of disappointed right off the bat. There was an extra class right down the street, and he reported me for key clicks. I got a note from the FCC, and all he had to do was get on there and tell me what to do. I was 2 blocks away, put a little capacitor on there or whatever and fix it up. So it gave me a sour taste at first. But.
Yeah, unfortunately, there were a lot of older guys, and even when I got started in 2003, when I got my technician license, there were a lot of the older hams that were not really receptive to anybody coming into the hobby that didn't go through the path that they had followed, that they were in, the service, and they were in communications, and they had to build their own radios and all of that stuff, and they made, you didn't, you're doing this and you're into computers and doing stuff that way, and that's not real radio. And unfortunately, I had to appease those guys as far as that, but it's kind of like, well, teach me what you know, and that's true, I don't have that, but things have changed, and at least now in the club, we're really not into that anymore. There's nobody, even the older guys that are still in it, that are still doing CW or whatever, they're not that type, they're not stuck on, well, I had to, and you're not a real radio guy unless you've done, walked in my shoes type of thing. So that that time at least with the club is passed, and we are in it just for the enjoyment and to get together and have fun.
Yeah, you know, that's the idea. You know, that's the idea about being an AM radio operator. Get on there and, you know, got people like you that talks about electronics. That's the big thing I miss, not being on the air, is I don't even now until I get on here again on the main band there, but I don't have anybody to talk to about electronics, and I love electronics, but, you know, it has phased out some because, you know, you don't see people that, you know, we don't have heat kits like we used to, at least not to my knowledge, but, oh, I'll tell you, I blew a big deal. There was a guy, a good friend of mine, had a big linear, he had every heat kit you can imagine, the whole kit and caboodle, $1,000. And I did not have the $1,000 right then, but I was going to get it. But I blew it because, you know, I lollygagged, I missed the deal, but, oh, I was so mad at myself.
yeah, that happens. But, yeah, it's definitely changed over the years, but like I said, we try and do as many fun things as possible. When Winter Field Day come around, we said, hey, let's do that. That'll be something fun. So we've had fun doing that over the years. We started out working from the county communications trailer out at Harry Brown Airport. So out on the tarmac in a trailer at the middle of the winter, there was days, you know, it was below zero wind chill outside and, you know, 4 feet of snow around you, and we're all crowded, eight of us crowded in this little trailer making contacts, but we had a good time. We've moved it over to the indoor at least so that everybody's warm. We've got, you know, access to the kitchen and the bathrooms right there, and we actually get more people to come in to visit. So, you know, we do Winter Field Day, we do public service events. Got one coming up. November 21st. Let me break. November 21st, we'll be down at the Saginaw Children's Zoo doing what the club has done as long as I've been around, and long, I was going to say probably at least 30 years, is we send the radiograms, or what are called Santagrams, to the North Pole. So we get a friend of ours comes up from Illinois to run it, and he runs, instead of Morse code, he runs the old telegraph. He's the president of the U.S. Telegraph Association, and he comes up, been coming up for a number of years, and he sets up his old telegraph equipment, and we sit around and we take information from the kids. We take their name and their city and a couple of toys or things that they want for Christmas. And he sends them by, now it goes through his phone where we used to actually hardwire into the zoo's telephone system, but he's doing it through phone connection now. And he sends it up to a friend of his, Ed Trump, up in Fairbanks, Alaska. And then they go through, we send probably 250 messages that night at the zoo. And he'll print them off and he'll package them in an envelope and he sends them up to the city council at North Pole, Alaska. And it's really fun. We have a good time. They light the waterworks out there for the Christmas. They got all sorts of food vendors. They shoot off fireworks at the night. And it's just a good time for the holidays. So that's coming up at the 21st. We set up at about 5 o'clock. The event starts around 6 o'clock and goes into the fireworks, which is usually about 8:30.
Yeah, sounds like a real nice thing you got going there. I don't know if I can talk the grandchildren into going, but that would be something. Maybe one of them needs a little bit more hands-on. He likes to fiddle with stuff. So, and being related to ham radio, maybe I can get him to go. But maybe all of them, we'll see. But, hey, when's the next club meeting? And also, I cannot remember your first name. Mine is Al.
All right, Al, it's Ron, Romeo Oscar November. It'll be coming up on December, first Friday of December. It's either the 5th or the 6th, one of the two, the 5th or the 6th coming up. Typically, we do a holiday potluck. So So everybody just brings a dish to pass. Usually it's at 6 o'clock. We do 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 for the potluck dinner to get everybody together, have a little holiday feast there. And then we do the club meeting afterwards, which is December is always the election of the club officials. We've got always president, vice president, secretary, treasurer open every year if somebody wants to throw their hat in on that. And we also have one open board position that one of our members, their time on the board has ended. So they elected not to continue, so we have one open board position as well. So 6 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport, and that's our next meeting. It's either the 5th or the 6th. Check the calendar. I don't have it with in front of me at the moment. So, all right, Al, I got to go. I've been sitting out in the driveway, and I know I got dinner waiting, and my granddaughter is coming over at 6 o'clock. I have to give her a music lesson, so I got about 20 minutes to eat dinner before they show up, and I got to give her music lesson tonight. So good talking to you again. And we'll catch you on the air again. KCYVF, over to you.
All right there, Ron. Real good. I'm not going to hold you up there. Just drop one more name in on you. Dave Podcat, another amateur radio operator, in case you ever heard of him. But anyway, you have a good night. Enjoy your grandchild there, and enjoy your dinner. This is KI5DCE, Eau Claire.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 41 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 40 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 38 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 37 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 37 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 37 degrees.